Friday night lights are on and Fremont County is getting set for the sports weekend. Before the game start, there's always a kickoff show. Covering all sports in Fremont County, getting to know the schools, teams, coaches, and student athletes. This is the County 10 Kickoff Show on KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM. Now let's go to the studio. Here's your host, Wyatt Barichka.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the County 10 Kickoff Show. I'm your host, Wyatt Barichka. We're streaming here on KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM, a County 10 station and community connected. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to thank all of our sponsors for making sports here on KOVE possible. Some sports happening this weekend. Riverton hosting a game here at Riverton High School. It's been a while since Riverton has actually had a home game, it feels like, so they'll host a game against Torrington beginning at 1 p.m. for the Lady Wolverines and 3 p.m. for the Riverton boys. Lander Valley High School is hosting a track meet on Saturday. The Shane Brock track meet has been going on for many years. It's the last one before the regional track meet, so something to support the Lander Tigers and Lady Tigers because their seniors are also getting recognized for that. So if you guys want something to do, again, the Lander track meet, the Shane Brock track meet at Lander Valley High School. Also, the Lander Lobos Senior Babe Ruth baseball team going to be hosting the Mother's Day tournament. That is all day Saturday and part of Sunday. The Sunday games are to be determined, but you can get part of that schedule at county10.com. We're going to take our first break. We talk with Lander Valley Track and Field on this edition of the County 10 Kickoff Show. We'll be back after this break. Back here on the County 10 Kickoff Show here with Blaine Goklisch, a senior for Lander Valley High School. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for joining me on the show today. And Blaine, not that much time left. Talk about the season so far for track and field.
It's warming up to be a pretty exciting season. We definitely have a lot of key players that can help us out during state and regionals and even this upcoming Shane Brock meet.
Talk about some of the events that you compete in.
I'm a pretty wide range of events that I do. I've done the mile, 800, 4x8, medley, 400, 4x4. I've done mostly mid-distance.
Blaine, what brings your interest to track and field?
I definitely just like going out there and competing for yourself and just how fun of a team aspect it could be. Last year when we won state, I didn't realize how much of a team sport it can definitely be just by individually beating yourself.
And what is it like to be a part of the Lander Valley track team?
It's a really nice experience. All the guys are really cool. The gals are even cooler. And I think it's just a really cool, fun family atmosphere that you can be in.
So you're a senior this year.
Yeah.
So what are some of your best moments being a part of the track team?
Definitely a recent one was last year when I won the state championship with the boys track team, and it was just definitely a really exciting time, a definitely bonding moment. And then years in past, I definitely had some great senior mentors and leadership that just really helped shape who I was till now.
With only 3 weeks left to go in this season, what are some goals that you've had during this season? Have you accomplished those? Obviously, the ultimate goal is to be a state champion in track and field, but what are some other goals that you want to accomplish to ultimately get you to that goal?
One of my biggest goals is to repeat my state championships. Last year, I was the state champion in the 4x8, and I was also the state champion in the mile. So I definitely look forward to trying to keep and repeat those, and also attaining maybe a medley, as I had a pretty disappointing second place last year, and then also getting a state championship in the 800 as well. So just kind of repeating all my events and adding two more.
For young folks who want to participate in track and field and are kind of on the bridges of that and wanting to know what the work ethic's like, just talk about your work ethic and how you keep it going each and every day.
The work ethic's definitely grueling, especially when you come to mid-distance. Everything matters. Nutrition, stretching, everything matters. And I definitely think it's all worth it in the end, because if you can see your hard work pay off, becomes addicting, and after a while you just want to keep running and competing against some great people. After a while, it definitely becomes a small community once you get to a certain level.
And speaking of community, what's the community been like here for Lander Valley, and how have they supported track and field throughout the years?
Oh, they've been great. I know I don't know if people have seen me run across town and stuff, but they definitely show support. If they do know you, they'll honk their horns or they'll wave out, yeah, or something like that. And it's really awesome to see support like that. But obviously, it's kind of hard to watch track just because of conditions and it's Wyoming. So I understand not a lot of people showing up, but I also get the support when it's also off and on the season. So I definitely like that.
You got the Shane Brock track meet this weekend. What is it like to compete in this track meet, and what are you looking forward to?
It's definitely a new atmosphere. Shout out to all the seniors because it's our senior night, so it's definitely an anticipating moment I've been looking forward to, and I'm really excited to compete at Shane Brock. Atmosphere-wise, it's, for most people, it's our last meet right before regionals, and it's definitely high intensity because there's some people that want to make it to regionals and to state, and this is our last chance, so it's definitely high pressure, high atmosphere, and definitely very competitive.
Well, we're excited for you guys to be hosting your last track meet here and obviously senior night. Blaine, is there anything that I left out, or is there any shout outs you want to give before we head into the break?
Shout out to my mom, I guess.
There you go. And Blaine, I appreciate you taking some time out of your day to come and be on the County 10 Kickoff Show. I wish you best of luck tomorrow and for the rest of the season.
Oh, no, thank you. I loved coming here.
And that is Blaine Goklisch, a senior for Lander Valley High School. We'll be back after this break. Back here on the County 10 Kickoff Show here with Abby Grabowskis. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
A senior for Lander Valley High School. And Abby, just talk about this track and field season so far.
It's actually been really exciting. There's been a few PRs, especially our last meet. We just rebroke the 4x1 record for the third time, actually. So that was super exciting.
This season?
Yeah.
What did you guys just run then?
So we ran a 51.
What brings your interest to track and field?
I started a Hershey track meet in third grade, and so I actually did standing long jump and like the 50 or 55, whatever that was, and then I just kind of always got hooked on it after that. Like, I was always running and always jumping and doing crazy stuff, and I'm a very hyper person, so I definitely need an outlet to get rid of it.
Is track the only sport that you participate in, or what else do you participate?
I did volleyball and basketball for a few years. My freshman year I didn't, and then my junior year I didn't, so and I didn't do anything my sophomore year, so.
Abby, talk about the team culture being with the Lady Tigers. What is it like?
I actually love all of the girls. Like, I know there are a lot of times there's kind of a difference between, like, seniors and sophomores and freshmen, you know, but it's just all of them are so positive and goofy, and I'll be, like, dancing or doing something weird on the field, and they'll be doing it with me, and it's just so nice. Like, all of them are super sweet and, like, super ready to do anything that I'm like, hey, you could do this, or like, hey, good job, and they're just always super excited about any feedback, so that's super cool.
What are some goals that you set that you maybe have accomplished or still looking to accomplish, and what's the goals for the rest of the season? Obviously, state title, one of them, but
yeah.
What are those small goals to help you accomplish that big goal?
Just make every week better than the last week. So every time we run 10 200s or every time we run 400 workout, just be a little bit faster, a little bit more consistent in my pacing, and just making sure I keep a positive attitude.
As a senior, obviously looking into college, are you pursuing college athletics? And if so, what is it? And if not, what's the plan for after high school?
I am not pursuing any athletic career. I will be going into animal science for agriculture this next fall. So,
where are you going to be studying at, or do you not have an idea yet?
I think CWC up here in Riverton.
Okay.
So if not, I'll be going to Kansas.
You know, they just built that new building over there, so obviously something to look forward to. But talk about the community here in Lander Valley. How have they supported Lander Valley Track and Field this year?
Especially all of the track athletes' parents. They're all just super supportive, super positive. Always coming up with like, hey, we have pictures. Hey, we have times, you know, stuff like that. Super supportive. All of them are super nice, especially with fundraising. All of them are very like ready to give. And especially a lot of the businesses around here too are very ready to like just hand out money to us. And that's super nice.
You got the Shane Brock Memorial track meet coming up here. What is it like to compete in that track meet? And what are you looking forward to tomorrow?
I think I'm definitely looking forward to a PR in the 200. It should be a pretty big meet, so just hopefully placing well in the meet, which would be super exciting. Hopefully just PRs would be nice, or just having a good, solid meet, especially in long jump.
Yeah, hopefully. And I was just about to ask you what events you compete in, but it sounds like you got plenty of them. What are the ones that you focus on?
I think these next three or next last meets, I'll be doing long jump, 4x1, 200, and 400.
Is there anything else that I forgot to mention? Is there any shout-out you want to give before we head into the break?
Yeah, just a shout-out to my family. very positive, very supportive for all my crazy years of track.
Abby, I appreciate you taking some time being here on the County 10 Kickoff Show. I wish you best of luck tomorrow and for the rest of the track season.
Sweet, thank you.
And that is Abby Grobaskis, a senior for Lander Valley High School. We'll be back after this break. Back here on the County 10 Kickoff Show, here with the head coach of the Lander Valley track team, Ben Gose. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Wyatt. Thanks for having me on.
No, thank you for being a part of this show. And Ben, just for people who may not know you or around Fremont County, just what is your background in coaching and what's your coaching resume like?
Well, I've been coaching here in Lander since 2007. I moved back out here. I met my wife. I was back east. I grew up in Riverton. Ran track over there in high school and then ran track in college, a couple different places, and was living back east. Wanted to get back out to Wyoming. So shortly before my daughter was born, we moved back out here. And I'm a journalist, so I don't teach, but I was, writing and enjoying things, being a parent. And, I think my wife and I were up in Cody and just happened to see the Riverton track team up there at a meet when we were, kind of on a little getaway. And, I just decided that'd be a good way to kind of get involved in the community and reached out to Coach Harms, he's sort of a legend here at Lander, head coach for probably 40 years. I took over from him in 2015, but so back in 2007, I reached out to him and he invited me to come down and they, had a position as the sprints coach at that point. And so I've been doing that ever since. And like I said, became the head coach in 2015.
What is it like to be a head coach for track? I've asked a couple coaches who've been on previously and coaches have their own they kind of have a thing they focus on, but everybody wants to be able to be around every athlete and get to be with them. So what is it like from your perspective as a coach in track and field?
Well, it's tricky, and I'm not going to suggest that we've figured out all the answers because, you have athletes that do so many different events, and they don't do those consistent. You might have a high jumper who's also a hurdler. Sometimes we have on this team this year, we have a girl who, throws the disc and the shot and is a two-miler and has recently taken up the hurdles. So it's like, how do you get those kids around to get all the coaching and the training they need for the different events? And that can be kind of tricky. So that's a challenge. Another challenge is just, how do you build a sense of team? The distance kids and the throwers and the sprinters, they're not always necessarily, don't always have a ton in common. So it takes a little bit more work than I would say for the, kind of the so-called ball sports to build that sense of team. And we try to do fun things. Occasionally we do, group warm up and really try to focus on that, building that team. But it's definitely a little bit more of a challenge than some of the other sports.
What is it like to coach this team and what is it like to be a part of the team?
Well, it's a great crew. We've got some great seniors. I think we have four senior girls, eight senior boys that we're going to be recognizing tomorrow, Saturday, at the Shane Brock, our big home invitational, and just a great crew. And we're going to miss those guys. But it's been a lot of fun to be with this group this year. Our boys team is defending champions, won state last year. Like any season, you have some ups and downs. We've had some injuries to deal with, particularly on the boys' side. We're hopeful that we're going to kind of have a full crew back for regionals and state. Girls' team's looking really strong, and it's a fun time of year. This is, you've put most of the work in, and pretty soon here we'll start cutting back and see what the kids can do.
Yeah, tomorrow and two more weeks, and that is it for your season. And mentioned the Shane Brock, I'll get to that in just a moment, but what are some goals as a coach that you would hope to accomplish with this team this year? Have you done that so far? Obviously, there's ultimate goals, but there's small, I probably set some small goals to accomplish that goal. What are some of those goals?
Yeah, well, we just want to see, kind of incremental progress as we go through the season. We don't put a lot of, we do like to, to try to do well in our duel against Riverton, and there's kind of a nice little rivalry there. And, this year the girls won, boys did not. And that's how it goes sometimes. But generally we want to see, in whatever event kids are in, we want to see just getting better a little bit week after week. We want to see those relays getting stronger. We want to try to figure out the relays. The way Wyoming track works, you really need to have a core in the sort of, what I'd call for high school almost kind of, middle distance middle between sprints and distance, like in the 400 and the 800. You know, you have a 400, you have an 800, you have the 4x400, you have the 4x800, you have a sprint medley, which is really all about the 400 and the 800. So those aren't always the most popular races, particularly for the sprinters, but they're really important. And so we try to get kids introduced to those and get them running well. Unfortunately, you know, on both sides, we've got some strong kids in those events.
Coach, do you offer off-season training for athletes who maybe don't participate in fall or winter sports and just focus on track? And if so, what is that like?
Yeah. Well, you know, in the fall, we don't do a lot. We do work some in the summer. Our big off-season in terms of getting ready for track is indoor. And, you know, I put in a lot of time. Some of the assistant coaches put in a lot of time in indoors working with the kids. As you probably know, Wyatt, there's an official indoor track season in Wyoming. And, you know, we've never had that in Lander. The last 3-4 years, we've gotten hooked up with Riverton. And so we do most of the training here in Lander. And then we travel over to Riverton once a week to work out with them and compete with their team. And, you know, I've gotten some good indications, I guess, from the administration that we may be pretty close to getting a team in Lander, and we'd love to see that happen.
We're excited for what you guys are hoping to do. Coach, talk about the community here in Lander. What is it like, and how have they supported your guys' track team this year?
Yeah, it's a great community. I mean, we've got, you know, and I've heard from a lot of them, some parents of alums that, you know, continue to support us. We have just track nuts in town that support us. And we just have great parents. I mean, we had a raffle this year. I think we raised about $3,000 from that. We also, just pulling off a track meet requires a lot of workers, probably 30 or more. So we rely a lot on volunteer workers for that. And again, a lot of those are parents. Just really been tremendously supportive this year.
You have the Shane Brock track meet on Saturday, tomorrow. What is that meet like? What's the history behind it? Obviously, there's a reason why it's called the Shane Brock.
Yeah.
Just talk a little bit about that, and what is it like to be able to host that track meet?
Our distance coach, Kevin Green, knows that history a little bit better, but there was a tragic accident, I think maybe a boating accident involving Shane Brock. You know, Coach Harms, I believe, was coaching at that time, maybe I'm not going to be able to pinpoint the year, but we've been doing it for, I think this is maybe our 42nd year. So you're talking about probably going back to the 70s, early 80s. And he was a big track athlete, and, you know, it's named in honor of him.
What is it like to host? Like, what is it like to have all these teams come in, especially from Fremont County? And what's the competition like?
Well, it should be good competition. You know, I don't know if it'll be quite as big as the Roy Pack meet from Riverton last week, but, you know, we have good teams coming in, and, you know, there's just some great athletes in Fremont County.
Ben, is there anything that I left out, or is there anything you'd like to mention before we head into the break?
We're just, you know, really excited as we get close to the end of the season. We want to see more improvement this week at Shane Brock, and then, you know, really excited for regionals and state.
Ben, I appreciate you taking some time out of your day to be on the County 10 Kickoff Show. I wish you best of luck this weekend at the Shane Brock and for the rest of the season.
Well, thanks, Wyatt. It's been a pleasure being on.
And that is Ben Ghost, the head coach for Lander Track and Field. We'll be back after this break. Back here on the County 10 Kickoff Show, here with a sophomore at Lander Valley High School, Avery Crane. How are you doing today?
I'm really good today. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for taking some time out of your day to be here on the County 10 Kickoff Show. And just talk about the season so far. You've done really 3/4 of the season. You only got 3 weeks to go. So yeah. Just talk about it.
It's gone by really fast, but it's been super fun. We've just been training super hard. We haven't started like tapering or anything yet. So we've just been working hard, and it's been super fun so far.
What track events do you participate in?
I run the 300 hurdles, 4x100, 4x400, and 200.
What is it like to be part of the 4x1 team? Because we were talking a little bit off air, and you've been able to break that record a couple times. What is it like to be a part of that team?
It's super fun. It's a really nice team, too. It's just a super supportive team. We're all really like encouraging towards each other, and we work really good together. So it's super fun.
And speaking of the team, you obviously, what is it like to be a part of the Lady Tigers track team and just this track team in general?
It's a really cool experience. It's just so many cool different people, and just like they're all so supportive. Like every time after I get done running an event, everyone like comes up and congratulates me. And it's just like really cool environment to be a part of.
Avery, what are some goals that you set for yourself this season? Have you accomplished those yet? If not, what are they, and what are some goals for the postseason?
My goal this year was to run in the 46s for my 300 hurdles at state. And so far I haven't been down towards that time, but usually like it's towards the last like 2-3 weeks where I kind of like kick it on. So I'm hoping that this week it kind of like turns on again and I get back up there.
What do you do in the off season when you're not participating? Are you participating in any other sports or do you focus on track and field?
I play volleyball too.
Okay, so in the wintertime then, what else do you do to prepare yourself for the outdoor season?
I like to lift a lot. So throughout the summers, I usually do a lot of like lifting and I do some like running stuff every once in a while and work on like hurdle stuff, but mostly just lifting during the summers and off season.
What is it like to be a part of the community here in Lander? How have they supported Lander Track and Field this year?
It's just like a really close community, I feel like, because it's such a small town. So like lots of the like adults and like people in the community that like attend the meets are super supportive and just like it's just really cool to have a bunch of people there supporting your team.
You have the Shane Brock track meet coming up tomorrow. And what is it like to have competed in that track meet before? Because you've only had 1 year beforehand. So this is your second year. What is it like to compete in that? And what are you looking forward to?
It's just like a lot less nerves now going into this one, but it's just really fun to have a home meet with like a lot of your friends that can come and schoolmates that can like come watch you. And I'm looking forward to like trying to pre-qual in one more event because I'm pre-qualed in 3 so far. So I'm looking to pre-qual in 1 more so I can go to state for 1.
What are the events that you've pre-qualed in?
I've pre-qualed in 300 hurdles, 4x100, and 4x400.
So what's the one other event that you're looking to pre-qual?
I'm going to try to pre-qual in 200.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Avery, is there anything that I forgot to mention? Or is there anything you want to mention? Is there any shout-outs you want to give before we head into the break?
I would just like to give a shout-out to my family and my friends for just always supporting me and just believing in me, even when I don't sometimes.
Avery, I appreciate you taking some time being here on the County 10 Kickoff Show. I wish you best of luck tomorrow and the rest of the season.
Thank you.
And that is Avery Crane, a sophomore for Lander Valley High School. We'll be back after this break. Back here on the County 10 Kickoff Show, here with Sean Cousins, a senior for Lander Valley High School. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing good. And Sean, just talk about the season so far. What has it been like?
You know, I had a really good start to this season. Big PR in the 100, ran an 11:16. Ran a pretty close to my PR in the 200, ran a 22:86, both pre-qualifying me for state. Ran a 4x1 with Jonah Brown, Kanan Brown and Matisse Weaver. That pre-qualified as well. And then about a week later, I got hurt in practice, strained my hamstring, and then tried to run at the duel and blew my hamstring out. I've been out for most of the season.
What is it like right now? Or is there a chance that you come back at the end of the season, or what is that looking like?
Well, I've been going through rehab quite a bit. We're starting to run again, and we'll probably try and run at regionals, which is next week.
We hope that you come back and compete, obviously, to kind of end it all for your senior year. What are some of your favorite moments from being here on the track and field team as a senior, just looking back?
Looking back at this year specifically, how the team has really changed over the past 4 years. Like, all these new faces, they're all happy to be out there and all that, and I'm glad that they enjoy it.
As a senior, do you have a leadership role on this team, especially even with your injury that you can maybe help some of the young guys? Do you have that kind of role?
Yeah, no, at one point I was helping quite a few of the kids with their blocks and starts and, you know, just sprint form, that sort of thing. And some of those kids do look up to me, so it's pretty heartwarming.
So track and field is your only sport, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yeah.
And what brings your interest to track and field?
Well, back in middle school, I never thought I'd be a runner. You know, I played football and basketball and all that sorts of stuff. But one of my friends talked me into it, and I tried it out, and it turned out I was good at it. So I've stuck with it all through high school.
And are you looking at college athletics for running? If so, what is the plan? If not, what is the plan for after high school?
So I was looking at college athletics about a year ago. I was, you know, searching for scholarships and all these good schools. But I'm a bit injury prone, so I've decided to cut that out. And my family, my uncle and aunt actually own China Garden. And Alisa, she just opened up a food truck. And I've been kind of thinking about opening up my own food truck after high school.
What kind of food truck, though?
We're still figuring that out.
Talk about the community here in Lander Valley. What has it been like? How have they supported the track and field team throughout your years?
Parents of the track athletes and just the coaches in general, they've all been really supportive of the track kids, and they do a lot for us. We have dinners quite often, and on the way to state, they decorate our bus and give us these little goodie bags with all this fun stuff in there, and they really are a big part.
Talk about the Shane Brock Memorial Track Meet here. Obviously, there's significance with it, but what has it been like to compete in this track meet?
It's the biggest track meet that Lander hosts. It's always been a blast, you know, the past 3 years. You know, I wish I could run at it this year, but better be safe than not.
What are you looking forward to from your teammates?
I'm looking for some big PRs. You know, it's a home meet. You know, we're always looking for speed out there. Hopefully some PRs.
Sean, is there anything that I left out, or is there anything you'd like to mention, or is there any shout-outs you want to give before we head into the break?
There is a big shout-out I want to give to my trainer at the high school, Paige Nolan. She's been an amazing help to me, getting better, trying to get me to run again, and I owe it all to her.
Sean, I thank you for taking some time being on the County 10 Kickoff Show today. I wish you best of luck. Hopefully you're back by regionals, and I know you want to compete at that state tournament, so I wish you best of luck.
Yeah, thank you, man.
And that is Sean Cousins, a senior for Lander Valley High School. We'll be back to wrap up the show after this.
Wrapping up the County 10 Kickoff Show, I want to thank all of our guests for being a part of the show. As right now, Riverton is at Buffalo for soccer. They'll host a soccer game against Torrington tomorrow. You can check out the full high school and sports schedule at county10.com. If you miss any portion of the show, county10.com is your place to get the full show. Again, thank you guys for listening to this episode of the County 10 Kickoff Show. I'm Wyatt Berichka, and for County 10 signing off, have a great weekend, everybody.